don't you do it in the circle, do it in the square, do it in the tux or in your underwear. Nobody's watching, nobody cares, just get out there and dance. Why don't you do it with your feet, do it with your hands, do it to a record, you can do it to a band. What part of boogie don't you understand? They said, get out there and dance. You gotta get out there and get in the groove. Let things get loose, let everything move. Your head starts to bob and your toes start to tap. Your hands start to clap and now everything can happen. So step to the left, step to the right. Shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. As long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. Do it to a polka, do it to a waltz. Do it in line with some guy shouting calls. If you don't have fun, it's your own damn fault. I said, get out there and dance. Yeah, you can do it in the morning or in the afternoon. Underneath the chandelier or underneath the moon. If you don't have music, hum yourself a tune. I said, get out there and dance. You gotta get out there, get in the groove. Let things get loose, let everything move. Your head starts to bob and your toes start to tap. Your hands start to clap and nothing can happen. So step to the left, step to the right. Shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. Sits down, that's one of the distinctions. Play some of the old fiddle tunes for you, West Virginia tunes. One called Jeff Sturgeon, and then one called Chinkapin Hunting. Chinkapins are little acorns that they hunt in the mountains, in West Virginia. They're so small, little acorns. They're so small. It's debatable whether the effort of collecting them is enough to warrant, you know, to warrant the work, because there's not a lot of meat in those things. But it's a source of food. But I like the old fiddle tunes from there. They're kind of crooked. They kind of like the valleys and nooks and crannies down in the mountains of West Virginia. To me, fiddle music kind of reflects the topography. When you get out to the Midwest, the music kind of starts getting kind of wider and more spaces in it and stuff. But West Virginia's the music from there is kind of ornate and kind of crooked and kind of weird like West Virginia is.